ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here. Beginner Series Season 4 Lesson 7日本語道場 An Opportunity Arises. Naomi Sensei.
はい。
Let's just quickly review the previous lesson.
Miu's boyfriend Haruya met Miu's family, but her father didn't like Haruya. So he was making a plot. I mean, the father was making a plot.
So he was planning something. And in the previous lesson, he made a plan to try and introduce his friend's son, second son, to his daughter.
はい。
Okay. What's going on today's lesson?
今日はMiu and Kiri are talking on the phone.
Okay, and Kiri is, of course, Miu's mother. And what are we going to be studying today?
Adjective plus so. For example, 忙しそう.
To look busy.
And we have a review grammar point, right?
That's right. We'll be reviewing masho plus the sentence ending particle ka, which indicates a question. So, would you like to? And this was covered in detail in Nihongo Dojo Style You and Beyond number 12. So we recommend listening to that lesson after this one or before. So, are you ready?
Hi, of course.
Now, the conversation is between Miu and her mother, so you'll be hearing casual Japanese, which is quite common when you're speaking with friends and people who you're close to. Here we go.
もしもし、ママ?
あら、みゆちゃん、元気?
うん、まあ、元気。ママは元気そうね。パパは元気?
お父さんは忙しそうだけれど、元気よ。お父さんと代わりましょうか?
え?パパいるの?
ええ、ここにいるわよ。代わりましょうか?
あ、うん、いい。ママ、今週の土曜、うちに帰るね。
今週の土曜、28日ね。あら、じゃあ駅まで行きましょうか。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
もしもし、ママ?
あら、みゆちゃん、元気?
うん。まあ、元気。ママは、元気そうね。パパは、元気。
お父さんは、忙しそうだけれど、元気よ。お父さんと、代わりましょうか?
え?パパ、いるの?
ええ。ここにいるわよ。代わりましょうか。
あ、うん、いい。ママ、今週の土曜日、うちに帰るね。
今週の土曜、28日ね。あら、じゃあ、駅まで行きましょうか。
今度は英語が入ります。
もしもし、ママ?
Hello, mom?
あら、みゆちゃん、元気?
My little Miu, how are you?
うん、まあ、元気。
I'm alright.
ママは元気そうね。パパは元気?
You sound like you're doing well. How's dad?
お父さんは忙しそうだけれど、元気よ。
He seems busy, but he's doing fine.
お父さんと代わりましょうか?
Shall I put him on?
え?パパいるの?
Oh, he's home?
ええ、ここにいるわよ。代わりましょうか?
Yeah, he's right here. Shall I put him on?
あ、うん、いい。
No, it's okay.
ママ、今週の土曜、うちに帰るね。
Hey, mom, I'm going home this Saturday.
今週の土曜、28日ね。
This Saturday, the 28th, right?
あら、じゃあ駅まで行きましょうか。
Dear me, well, shall I pick you up at the station?
Miu is still angry at her father, I think. Because Kitty said, お父さんと代わりましょうか? Twice in the conversation.
Shall I put dad on? Or shall I put your father on?
はい。
And she answered?
She said, no, no thanks. いい。
But it's very interesting, the subtleness of the answer. Right? The first time it was, お父さんと代わりましょうか? And the answer was?
え? パパいるの? Is he there?
And then the answer was?
え、いるわよ。Yeah, he's here.
And then she said again?
代わりましょうか?
And her answer was?
いい。No thanks.
And I really like these words because いい and can, depending on the intonation and depending on how long it is, can either mean yes or no.
Right. That's a tricky part, isn't it?
It took me a very long time to master いい. Actually, I don't even think I've mastered it. Because you can use it to say, when you're asked a question, yes or no. Let's give you the negative first. Pay attention to the intonation, please. え、変わりましょうか?
いい。
Going down. And the is a rise and drop. So it's a little longer than the affirmative. Here we have an extra syllable in there.
そうですね。
And then いい。Now, if she wanted to talk to him, 変わりましょうか?
いいよ。
So the seems to go up, and it's a little shorter, right?
Right.
And you said, いいよ, rising intonation. いいよ.
いいよ.
She wants to speak with him. So you could hear the difference.
でも, I think in an affirmative case, she would just say, That sounds more natural.
Okay, again, one of the more interesting parts of Japanese. This one is takes some getting used to, because especially like in the textbooks, you're always taught, はい, or いいえ. But in casual Japanese, this becomes, or, So again, very casual Japanese and really good for talking with friends. Okay, let's take a look at the vocab for this lesson. First word?
毎日
Every day.
毎日毎日
Next?
忙しい
Busy.
忙しい忙しい
Next?
変わる
To take turns, to change places with.
変わる変わる
Next.
今週
This week.
今週今週
Okay, let's take a closer look at some of the words and phrases used in this lesson. Naomi-sensei, お願いします。
けれど
Although, but, however.
I think we've already studied the function of がand でも.
Meaning, but.
けれども is another word.
Ah, Naomi-sensei, you inadvertently said けれども. But I think it's really useful because we start out with けれども, which is the longest and most polite way to say but. Then, in today's conversation, we had
けれど,
which is the same meaning, just a little bit more informal, still very polite.
そうですね。It's a shortened form of けれども.
And then, of course, we have the last, which is the most informal way to say the same thing, and that is
けど.
And of course, this is the most common one when speaking informal Japanese.
そうですね。Even in a conversation, repeating same word again and again doesn't sound very sophisticated, you know? If you always say demo, 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 that sounds a bit childish. I think the more used, the better.
It's interesting here. The person who used けれど in this conversation was the mother. And she, I would say, is about 50 or so. So she seems to speak in a much more refined manner than maybe the father would say or a young male or probably even Miu. I think in most cases, most of them would use in this situation, けど.
そうですね。
But the mother is more polite, a bit more sophisticated.
I think so.
So she says, けれど, which is quite polite. Naomi-sensei, can we have some examples?We'll start out with the most polite version, けれども。
昨日は寒かったですけれども、今日はとても暑いですね。
Although it was cold yesterday, it was very hot today. Notice that in that sentence, we had extremely polite Japanese, ですけれども and ですね。 Let's take it down one notch. So let's just reduce the politeness level just a little bit and go with けれど。
昨日は寒かったけれど、今日はとても暑いですね。
So we remove ですけれども and we replace it with けれど。But the sentence still ends in ですね、keeping it very polite. And the last one, conversation among friends.
昨日は寒かったけど、今日はとても暑いね。
So you could see that this is removed completely and けれども becomes けど. Okay, on we go.
じゃあ、grammar point.
Okay, let's take a look at today's grammar point. Nami-sensei, one more time. What is today's grammar point?
そう。
Used in the context of looks like.
In today's dialogue, we have お父さんは毎日忙しそう。
Dad seems busy every day.So in this conversation, we are going to look at adjectives plus so. And again, in Japanese, there are two types of adjectives. The first type is
I ending adjectives.
And the second type is
na ending adjectives.
And when we attach so, as in looks like, there are two patterns based on what type of adjective it is. Nami-sensei, which would you like to look at first?
I ending adjectives.
Which are quite easy.
Hi.
Now,When combining two, I think the best way to look at it, what do we have in the conversation again? Let's just look at looks busy. That is?
忙しそう。
It ends in そう。What's the original adjective?
忙しい。
Again, a long E, 忙しい, because there's a し followed by E. To get the pattern of looks busy, we just drop the E at the end and attach そう. Busy, which is?
忙しい.
Becomes?
忙しそう.
Looks busy.It's that easy. Can we have another example?
嬉しい。
Happy. How can we get looks happy?
嬉しそう。嬉しそう。
Can we have a sample sentence?
お父さん、嬉しそうよ。
Dad looks really happy. Dad seems really happy. Okay, now let's take a look at na adjectives. On we go.
Wait, there's an exception in e adjective.
What exception are you talking about?
E.
Good.
Looks good is not いさそう, but よさそう。
Ah, that's right. I remember this one.
For example, このレストラン、よさそう。
This restaurant looks good. It's not いそう, it's よさそう.
Right.
And speaking of exceptions, there's one more exception.
Eh? You're talking about e ending adjective?
Yeah.
Really?
Nami-sensei, what's the word for cute?
かわいい.
So it ends in e.
Right.
But you can't say かわいそう if you want to say looks cute.
かわいい。言わないね。
Because kawaiso means poor thing or that's so sad.
That's why we don't say looks cute.
Yeah. So that's actually a different word in itself, kawaiso.
Right.
So two exceptions. That e adjective e, which is good, and kawaii, cute.
Never thought about it.
The only reason I know is because a couple of mistakes. Like there was a very cute girl and I said to her,Ah, kawaiso. Like, and I thought in my mind it meant, you look cute, like, looks cute. And in her mind, I was saying, you poor thing. Yeah, so it wasn't the best way to flatter her. Your clothes, kawaiso, like, looks cute. And she's thinking, what's wrong with my clothes? What's so sad or poor about them?
When we want to say looks cute, we just say kawaii instead of,kawaiiso or something.
Yeah.
We just say cute.
Okay, now let's take a quick look at na adjectives, which, you know, we're kind of running out of time, but it's not a problem because na adjectives are actually the easiest.
Right.
You just take the na adjective and you add
so.
In the example we had in the conversation, it was
元気そう.
He looks good or he seems fine.
Right.
Na adjective, just add so.
便利, which is convenient. 便利そう.
Seems or looks like it's convenient.
Right.
Okay.So, that is going to do for this lesson. Now, we want to tell you about the sample feed. We have a premium sample feed, which you can come and get and check out what the premium feed is actually like. This gives you 10 free lessons with all the PDFs, all the extra audio, videos that we had. So, if you're new to the site, we had some really good videos shot 2 years ago, a very interesting series. So, you can get all of that for free. You can get all that with one click of the button. Come to the site and visit our premium and basic feed page. Click on sample feed.It'll activate iTunes, click OK, and you'll automatically access the sample feed. There, one click of the button, get everything.
難しそうだけど、it's not difficult?
It seems difficult, but...
簡単? Today's grammar point.
That's right. Looks difficult, but it's easy. All right, that's going to do for today.
もしもし、ママ?
あら、みゆちゃん、元気?
うん、まあ、元気。ママは元気そうね。パパは元気?
お父さんは忙しそうだけれど、元気よ。お父さんと代わりましょうか?
え?パパいるの?
ええ、ここにいるわよ。代わりましょうか?
あ、うん、いい。ママ、今週の土曜、うちに帰るね。
今週の土曜、28日ね。あら、じゃあ駅まで行きましょうか。